This is a thank you podcast to thank you for all of your support over all of these years, not just listening to this podcast, but also supporting our online store and supporting our sponsors and so on. And even beyond that, I want to answer something that people have asked about. And there's a reason why I get a lot of feedback from people who listen to the podcast, and they say, you know, when I listen to your podcast, it's like you're talking to me. It's like we're just sitting down together in a room and we're having a conversation, or you're answering a question or what have you. And I've had some people ask, you know, how do you do that, or how does that work? I mean, why does that quality come out of your podcast and so on? And I'll tell you right now, there's no magic to it. It's because you and I have so much in common, because this isn't a canned, scripted newscast. You know, this is not some propaganda from the deep state. It's not some White House press release announcement or anything. We have so much in common, and I lay it all on the line, just as you probably do in your life in many ways. I mean, I have family members who took the vaccine, just as you probably have family members who did. I lost a close relative to a fentanyl overdose, and I talk about it, just like you probably know somebody, maybe in your family, who died from meth or fentanyl or something like that, because it's such a common thing, or opioid addiction. I've been broke. You've probably been broke. You know, I wasn't raised with a silver spoon. No one handed me instant opportunity or privilege or anything of that kind. And so when we communicate, it's coming from a place of true authenticity and true struggle. You know, I shared the other day, I lost a sudden death of one of my truly beloved animals on my ranch. And you probably love animals too. And you probably understand exactly what that means, to lose an animal close to you, a family member that just happens to be a dog or a cat or someone, some animal that you loved. And we've all lost loved ones as well. And so we know what that's like. And you realize there's a whole class of people in society who don't know what any of that is like. And it's because they're missing some circuitry. They're missing compassion. They're missing empathy. They cannot function on that level because they were raised to be literal psychopaths. And, you know, when you hear psychopaths talk, they're usually telling you what to do, ordering you around, or threatening you, or trying to coerce you, or so on. Psychopaths want control over you. Whereas genuine people, which is what we have here, you and I, genuine people try to help each other out of a sense of empathy and out of a sense of humanity, because we know what it's like to be on the other end of being hurt or having pain or being ripped off. That's why I work so hard, by the way, to conduct a due diligence on the things that I promote or the sponsors that I have. I'm always monitoring those sponsors and making sure that they're doing the right thing and treating people right and so on. And if I ever get red flags, they're out of there. You know, there was one potential sponsor not long ago that I got all kinds of red flags about. Boom, they were out. Cut them out. Cut them off of my podcast. Cut them off of being a sponsor for Brighteon. And just kind of behind the scenes, I talked to my other Brighteon partners and team members, and they said, Mike, this is why we love you, because with you, it's never about money. It's about principle. And, you know, you say no when you need to say no. You say no when somebody's waving money in your face and wanting to be a sponsor, but it turns out they don't share our ethics or morals, right? And so if you think about it, morality is at least part of it is the ability to say no when someone is tempting you, the ability to stick to your principles. So, I mean, that's part of the not so secret here of what I do and what we have here. It's authentic. It's genuine. It's I mean, I'm putting a disclaimer on these podcasts now that says this is for informational and entertainment purposes only. But this is really not about entertainment. This is about authenticity. And sometimes, you know, it can be funny. Sometimes we joke around, satire, this and that. But this is actually as real as it gets. Because we are human beings. We share that. We have these common desires and these common obstacles to overcome. We have a lot in common. Like I've been obese, by the way, you know, before I became the health ranger, I was, well, right there, borderline obese. And so, and a lot of people don't know this. And so sometimes when I talk about being overweight or dealing with that problem, I've had some people think that I'm saying that from someone who has always been fit and active and relatively thin. I guarantee you, I'm nowhere near as thin as I used to be. And I, before I even got into all this, I was like right on the border of obesity. I've been there. I know what it's like to be down to your last $5 and to have nothing to eat. I've been broke, right? I've suffered devastating losses and attacks and all these things. And that's what makes us human, right? That's what gives us, we have that common experience. We know what it's like to be dragged through difficult times. And yet, isn't that what sharpens your commitment to faith, which is ultimately where all this goes, you know, this spiritual war. If you don't have faith, you can't win it. You can't win just based on prepping. You can't win just based on having money. You got to have God on your side. And that's, nothing brings you closer to God, I think, than suffering and going through so much difficulty and then somehow God's hand reaching down and, you know, plucking you out of the abyss of grief or whatever and saying, you know, stand up, soldier. We're in this fight for humanity and for life and for awakening and truth and all these things that you and I stand for. So that's the simple secret about what's behind all of this. And no one can fake what we have. No one can fake this. No one can script it. No one can act and deliver these common experiences that you and I share. No one can just, you know, even someone in their 20s, not to say there's anything wrong with being young. We were all young at one time, and, you know, we've learned more since then. But someone in their 20s can't possibly share the full experience of what us older people have gone through, which is one reason why we should respect our elders, because they've lived what we've lived and more. They've seen what we have seen and more. And with each passing year, if we are wise, we learn. And we make mistakes and we have achievements and we figure out what's important. We understand our role and our mission. And if we're good people, we double down on being dedicated to morality, ethics, congruency, you know, acting in a way that's consistent with what we teach or preach, for that matter, or what we demand of others. And that's one thing about these podcasts. I will never demand something from you that I don't first demand from myself. If I say that, oh, you should prepare with extra food, believe me, I've done that first. Or if I talk about advice on, you know, how to have a buffer financially against the insanity, the financial insanity that's coming, it's because I'm using those same strategies myself. There's no circumstance in which I'm telling people to do something that I'm not doing. So once again, it's that authenticity. And that is a rare thing. That's a kind of currency, isn't it, these days? And think about this in your own personal life. You have a kind of currency with those that you know, friends, family members, coworkers, spouse, what have you. There's a currency of authenticity, where they kind of credit you for the amount of truth and accuracy of what you're saying over time. It doesn't mean you're always right, and I'm not always right either, but the currency is in the authenticity of someone who is not a BSer, someone who is not a clickbait pusher, but someone who is blunt and sometimes raw about the obstacles that we face and serious and dedicated about the solutions that can get us through those obstacles. And as you know, that's where I'm coming from on this podcast is, yeah, these problems out there are real. We're facing the most difficult scenario in probably in human history. I don't have to exaggerate the problems out there when everybody's already seeing them at the gas pump and the grocery stores and food prices and the supply chain collapsing and all these other things and the rise of violent crime and carjackings in cities and so on. I don't even have to highlight that much anymore. But I do have to talk about solutions, how we get through this. And you can't get through this if you haven't solved previous problems in your life. So anybody out there, you know, like Hunter Biden, has been handed a silver spoon, given all this free money. Here's a no-show job. You get $1 million a year from Burisma in Ukraine, even though you don't even do anything. You're just on the board of directors. You get all this money. Hunter Biden has never learned a lesson about what's hard, how to make it through something that's difficult. People like that, and these are the people that dominate Washington, D.C. and the Senate, you know, Congress and everything. These people know nothing about the real world. They're utterly incapable of solving any real world problems because they've never faced anything. That not anything that's authentic like what you and I face. I mean, yeah, they face re-elections, so they just have to collect more bribery money and payoffs from the corporations. Those are their problems. But problems among real people like you and I are like, you know, how do we afford food? Or how do we protect ourselves from looters? Or how do we position ourselves to not lose our entire life savings when the dollar collapses? Things like that. These are real problems faced by real people that the elite can never understand. And nor can the scripted journalists, nor the fakers, or whoever else is pretending to have some kind of authenticity. Well, the thing I love about alternative media is there's so many authentic people. I love that about independent media. I love that about watching videos on Brighteon, because so many other people and other channels and so on, they're really authentic. I love to watch like Dr. Brian Artis or Dr. Jane Ruby or so many of the other hosts, you know, Ann Vandersteel and so on, who have shows on Brighteon.tv and, you know, Jeffrey Prather and so on. And they radiate an aura of authenticity because they're real people. And you'll find that the kind of people that I tend to attract and invite to be on Brighteon.tv or Brighteon Radio are people who have that aura of authenticity, people who I believe are truly real and that have a real connection with humanity and have real solutions to offer to the world. So thank you for your support of not just myself, but all the others who are part of this as well. And thank you for being part of this conversation where we are working hard to protect humanity from global extinction. I thank you again for all your support. God bless you. Take care.